Deepak could see the dryness and cragginess of Tamil Nadu falling away as the train crossed into Kerala, whose abundant green foliage gave his small eyes, tired after reading of Philip Roth continuously in the pokey cabin's dull light, a word in relief. Deepak could see the loose, spread out brownness of the Tamil state swiftly dissolving into a tight, overlapping greenness. The vast barrenness punctuated with small, feeble trees, as if by magic, quickly folding into wild and thick woods. Like a landscape painter, who suddenly, out of an ocean only he knows, or perhaps doesn't, dabs his insipid browns with iridescent greens. It was a brisk erasure as the train rattled and curved slightly into the rim of Palakkad from the hem of Coimbatore. A few hours later, Deepak got off at Kolam, got out of the station and hungry, went to the first restaurant in Chinnakada, not far from the rail station. The clouds were low and thick with rain. It was not a menacing, but a soothing dark, the kind of dark that invigorated him, that lifted his sapped spirits. He had always loved the Kerala dark, the thick massing of clouds, pregnant with rain. At times, the skies looked as if painted by an accomplished studio artist who had been laid off by John Ford. At times, they looked like a big projection of a Turner painting that, because of uncontrolled extravagance of colors, had been discarded.